We return to thee. It sways a little, pleased with our circuit. Five again, and thou art again. And also the breath half opened when a swimmer breaks the skin of the sea. Plutarch looks seaward, not to own, only to confirm. The horizon is politely endless. Far out the giant plays not idly, for play is an art of great exactitude. Its flukes rise like twin tablets and fall without legislation. The splash writes briefly on the palace of air, and we receive the law the way the chest receives a cool cloth. Evening grows charitable. The colonnade fills with that animal dusk which knows our names but will not call them. Plutarch sets down his lamp where the breeze cannot bully it. He says almost shyly that virtue is not a ladder but a harbor of chosen winds. I think of sails sleeping furled, of ribs that do not envy wings, of bellies that keep lamps for the sake of strangers. I think of the daemons small. No, of patience that ripens, of coal on the lip of a letter that is also a scent. When I step back into the street, the city is washed to the ankle with a tide that forgot to retreat. Children run their hands along the wet stone and lick their fingers with the solemnity of acolyte. I walk down to the quay where the ropes hold ships as gently as mothers hold the wrists of dreamers. The sea breeze, the whale answers. Between their two immensities, a human measure is permitted. It is neither thin nor loud. It is the soft luster left on the skin after thought has bathed. I carry that luster like a coin I will never spend. In the dark, I taste brass and distant oil. The E hums behind my teeth. I practice the vowel until it becomes a fin in the mouth, a supple instrument to lean on as I enter sleep. Beneath the pillow, the world turns, patient as a sermon that believes is capable of hearing it. The back rolls. The spray touches the cheek of the night. Plutarch's lamp goes out at the right moment. The morals hold. The sea keeps our secrets by enlarging them beyond theft.